This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's official. Donald Trump is President 45. And he'll be seated, if he's not assassinated or if there's in World War III, in 30 days. We're now just 30 days out from the historic inauguration, but we're still going to keep counting down because we saw the Russian ambassador to Turkey gunned down at an art exhibit by a Turkish police officer screaming, Allah Akbar. But, of course, this has nothing to do with Islam, as usual. Just like the 89 dead in Nice and the 400-plus wounded, that attack in July. And now, of course, we have the new attack in Berlin. 12 dead, more than 70 people injured, many of them in critical condition. And first we heard it was a self-driving truck, but they don't make one for that company. And then we heard it was a young Pakistani illegal immigrant, or what's the term they use for them, migrants. And now they're saying they don't know who. So the media is calling it a truck attack. And of course, a month or so ago in Ohio, we were told that the Somali stabbing nine people trying to run folks over was not Islamic, even though he pledged allegiance to ISIS and Al-Qaeda and was here illegally as usual. Obama came out and lectured everyone that we should not criticize Islam. There aren't many Muslim countries where they let Christians or Jews or anybody else live in peace. There aren't many Muslim countries where women don't have to wear bags over their heads. There aren't many Muslim countries where the Muslims live in peace with each other. My God, I don't want to be at war with the Muslims. I was against the Iraq war. I was against toppling Saddam, who was one of the only secular people in the region. And our government, as usual, trying to overthrow Assad, who is secular, and where Jews and Christians and people could live, and non-radical Muslims, Alawites, some of the Shiites. That's not the case now. Our government, as usual, is allied with radical Orthodox Islam, Orthodox Wahhabist Islam. And why is that? Because Saudi Arabia sits on top of Mecca. Saudi Arabia, the modern country carved out of the Bedouin lands, is what British intelligence put in charge of the region. You know, Lawrence of Arabia. And it's the most radical, oppressive form of it, and it's taking over all of Islam. Whether historically golden eras of Islam, when it wasn't expansionist, when it was into arts and sciences, yes. But just ask Constantinople and the Byzantine Empire, what was left of the Roman Empire, about Islam, they'll tell you. That blue mosque there in Turkey, formerly, of course, Constantinople is now Istanbul. And the men were all killed, and the women were put into sex slavery. Of course, the men were all killed slowly, put in as galley slaves. But again, that's the religion of peace. I'm cursed with knowing a little bit of history. And so now we have the latest vicious Allah Akbar attack, and the media is doing everything it can to cover it up, and we're hearing that this is Merkel's fault. We have German ministers coming out in the parliament saying it's Merkel's fault. Why, if you were in the Netherlands and you were a member of the parliament and said that, you'd be arrested and indicted and convicted, like we just saw a few weeks ago. We're going to be breaking that down as well today, because the social engineers admit they're bringing in millions and millions and millions of Muslims from radical third world hellholes who are completely incompatible with Western civilization to make us then conform to it and change our laws so we don't stir them up. And then we have to ban our free speech. Could we bring Kurds here? Now, Kurds historically integrate. Could we bring Iraqis here 30, 40 years ago that would integrate? Yes, but now radical groups have taken over Iraq. That's not really the case. Do Somalis end up attacking and murdering? Yes. Do Saudi Arabians end up doing that? Yes. I mean, folks, if you preach the gospel on the streets of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, you get multiple years in prison. The next time you get executed. Oh, and if you're gay, you're dead. But see, I'm a right-wing extremist because I don't want to accept people that are completely intolerant and chain women up like dogs. We'll be back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
March. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. This could be the great Trojan horse of all time. Because you look at the migration, study it, look at it. Now they'll start infiltrating with women and children. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous. And now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Thirty days until Donald J. Trump will be seated as the 45th president of the United States of America. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The globalists are pulling out every stop they can to plunge the world into war, cause civil unrest here in the United States, and to raise interest rates to begin to plunge and disintegrate the Trump exuberance that we're seeing in the economy back in to the doldrums, to the globalists, the rent seekers, to try to fully suffocate the economy and complete our journey into modern serfdom. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, 20th day of December, 2016 worldwide transmission. I was on national Russian television this morning, and I was talking to some of the top intellectuals in Russia on the broadcast, some of the people that advised Vladimir Putin, and we were discussing the fact that the globalists are eugenicists, establishing a planetary government. They're playing nation states off against each other and trying to kill prosperity so that they can dictate the terms of human surrender to the populations. How they're racing to put robots in and put AI in all of our homes, surveilling us, selling it to us via Trojan horse systems, and how the United States, Russia, Japan, and the rest of the world must link up together to try to free communist China and to try to empower humanity and to build a renaissance culture based on a world designed for humans and a world designed on having true environmentalism and defeating globalism that is based on fake environmentalism and eugenics. And the Russians and the top intellectuals around the world now understand the true globalist blueprint. It's now out there. It's now safe to talk about it. It's now accepted in intellectual circles. And that is the beginning of the end of the eugenics-based New World Order that Adolf Alois Hitler was only a small bad son spinoff of. Our analysis is dead on. It's been transmitted. The signal's already been released. You can kill me now. You won't stop any of it. And I don't want to give myself more than credit I'm due. We were the detonators taking information that was in academic circles that the globalists were arrogant about, believing the public was too stupid to even read it or care. We popularized it and rammed it out there into the open. And the people are now learning about the New World Order. They're learning about globalism. They're learning about its operating system, how it takes over countries, and then what its end game is. And once you find out about the end game, you're living in a real science fiction nightmare dystopia that's taking place in the middle of this incredibly exciting, wondrous, opportunity-filled world of wonder. So it's a paradox. And we're now discovering it's the best of times, the worst of times, together. And that the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Now, obviously, we have the Russian ambassador killed. The Russians have come out, the Turks have come out saying this is not state-sponsored by them, that this is NATO, just like World War I, trying to kick off a major war. Another Russian ambassador was assassinated at his home yesterday. But that may have been, they're saying, somebody finding somebody in the bed with somebody he shouldn't be. That's not confirmed. That's just what is being said. Coincidence? Probably not. Things happen in politics, to quote Edward Mandel House, you can bet they were planned that way. So there is a lot going on. Public executions of Russian ambassadors, private executions. And if you're a TV viewer, we just go where the news is. We're not trying to be sensational. We're not trying to be shock jocks. Reality is sensational. So maybe once a month you see death and carnage and explosions on the show if you're watching and not a listener. But we are showing you the video they've expunged off the web of Nice in July, where 80-plus people were run over, including small children. It's nothing compared to the video games like Grand Theft Auto and the rest of it. But notice they want you to see simulated violence much more graphically, but they don't want you to see a truck from 200 yards away running over people, because then it's real, and then you might want to do something about it. So viewer discretion is advised. But notice you can see all the simulated murder and death. They can show it to even PG crowds at night at 7 o'clock during the dinner hour, but they don't want us to show you what Islamic terror is doing all over this world. Well, we're going to show it. And if people try to censor it on Facebook or on Google platforms like YouTube, that's why people are leaving you in droves and watching the raw feeds at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com/show. So they can see what the establishment doesn't want you to see. Do we show simulated violence? No, we don't show it. But we show you in documentary format, which quite frankly, we can even show you on FCC TV stations that we're on. And you know how we were able to do that and get around the quote profanity or you know, vileness clauses that are out there, you know, the indecency clauses, because it's documentary format. You ever watch PBS when you were a kid and there's cuss words and there's blood and there's death and you see executions in, you know, Vietnam or something? For the Vietnam War, and you ask, how am I seeing this? This isn't on regular broadcast TV. Well, how did Walter Cronkite show naked kids running around who've been napalmed with their skin hanging off at 6 o'clock at night? Because it's real. You're not supposed to show a bunch of simulated murder and death because it makes light of it. You're supposed to show the real death so people get sick and don't want it and do something about it. Everything's ass backwards. Walter Cronkite could show you naked little kids running down the street with their skin hanging off their backs and arms. Burn off. Like melted wax. And it ended the war that we shouldn't have been involved in. A big profiteering operation. Ho Chi Minh tried to work with the U.S., tried to bring us in. He was enemies of the Japanese during World War II. He was our ally. But the globalists didn't want that. They wanted a new war to pump hundreds of billions in so LBJ could get rich and others could. So you know the rest of history. But that itself is a side issue. Just like Fidel Castro was CIA. You tell the average dumb yuppie that, they don't even know it. They go, he was a communist, not CIA. Oh, really? He was installed. Then he turned against them. More blowback. Or is it really blowback? Or are the globalists destabilizing countries on purpose? That's in the WikiLeaks. They put the Arab Spring in on purpose to destroy secularism, to destroy industry. You know where Europe for 30 years has been vacationing because it's cheap and it's beautiful and it's pristine and it's amazing and there's Roman ruins everywhere? I'm going to skip this network break. This is too important. Do you know? Syria. There's no tourism now to Syria. Almost 6 years after the West started a civil war there using jihadis to go in and murder Christians and basically anybody else that didn't submit to them. And then they have TV movies on Netflix about how great the people are in Aleppo and how they're fighting the evil Assad. All made up crap. And they have HBO specials about Saddam, what a big monster he is. And of course the CIA now has to admit, oh, he actually wasn't for Al-Qaeda. He fought them. When he was interrogated, he said, I'm CIA. Why have you done this to me? Why'd you tell me to attack Iran and then tell me to invade Kuwait and then set me up and do all that? They said, we're not releasing you. We're handing you over to the Shiites. They're going to hang your ass. All that came out this week in the Daily Mail. You're not going to hear about it here in the United States. So that's what's going on in this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's who runs this nation, and that's how dumb they think we are. But there's a rebellion throughout the government. That's why you see a high-level CIA interrogator come out and say he spent weeks with Saddam, and the headline is, everything we were told about him wasn't true. And Bush was dumb. Bush wasn't dumb. They were getting rid of an old policy from the 50s to put secular governments in the Middle East and try to bring them into the industrialized age that was set up by Eisenhower. And by the 80s and the late 80s, they decided to reverse that entire program. Let's not put a Russian headline up. They'll say it's propaganda. Let's put the Daily Mail up or some U.S. papers that have the CIA interrogator breaking it all down. Of course, you all heard that here 20 years ago on this broadcast. Because none of it was a secret that he was hired when he was an Army captain, when he was 20-something years old, and sent to Cairo in the late 50s to be trained for 2 years by the CIA, or that he was wounded trying to assassinate the communist leader. Then they pressured the Baathist in 69 to put him in as the head of security, where they keep overthrowing the government. Then they did overthrow the government a decade later in 1979. They put Saddam into power and then told him to attack and gave him the weather reports and all the systems on how to deliver the mustard gas. I'm not lionizing Saddam Hussein, because that guy, compared to the Saudi Arabians, is an angel. 60% of the college graduates women. Nobody wearing burkas. Rock and roll music on. Playboy on the store shelves. That's what he did in the Middle East. So much so that Europeans and Russians were going there right through the 80s to vacation. Not anymore. Blew the whole thing up. Because there's a new policy. Destabilize, destroy, overturn countries, ruin them, and turn them over to the Saudi Arabians that keep giant slave brothels. Oh, but they call them harems, so it's cute. Yeah, you get talking to me in a cocktail waitress in Saudi Arabia at some military base or something. You get off the base, you're never seen again. But that's okay, because you're a woman, and you're not going to hear one word out of Gloria Steinem about it. Because she's the establishment woman, just teaching men and women how to fight with each other and teaching women you can't have a man, the state's your man. I got articles today about women saying just have an abortion to prove you're a feminist. It's so sexy. But I digress. Coming up today, this year we've seen multiple truck attacks. The guy tried to ram folks at Ohio State and stab 9 people. But the local trendy said he was black, so it was wrong that the white officer shot him, even though he was running at him with a butcher knife. And, of course, it was a Christmas party in San Bernardino where he went and killed his co-workers with his wife, screaming, Allah Akbar. But that's okay again, because it has nothing to do with Islam. It never does. And we're going to break down the Russians and the whole destabilization program. I told you last week, look for them to start wars and provocations in Syria. I have that from my sources. They're trying to kick off a major war between Turkey and Syria right now that can then basically call in U.S. forces so that they can start bombing, because our military on the ground is refusing to. We told you that 5 years ago. Came out this year. Cy Hirsch came on the show and said, yes, it's true what you said 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Our military, the article's called Military to Military, has refused to back the backing of ISIS / Al-Qaeda for Obama, and General Dempsey, or the head of the Joint Chiefs, went and told Obama that night 3-plus years ago, we're not going to be part of this air campaign. The military's going to mutiny. What a historical event, our military refusing. And they continue with WikiLeaks to leak the criminality of the Democratic Party and the Republican establishment, to expose the activity in an American counter-coup against the globalists that have hijacked this nation. And the Russians now and the Europeans now all know the real score, and they know they're occupied by mega banks. And all over the world, countries, every time they have a vote, Italy 2 weeks ago, the UK 4 months ago, the United States 5 weeks ago, Iceland 4 years ago, Catalonia this year, everybody's pulling out. Brazil's trying to pull out of these big central banks that just make up debt, make up money, and sign countries on to a $1 billion loan like Nigeria. And 40 years later, they've paid back $100 billion plus on one loan that makes loan sharks and payday loan people look like anti-usury angels. People want prosperity. We know in the industrialized age, we should be working 3 days a week and living like kings. Instead, we're being told the more robots and more automation there is, the more we've got to work. It's all been actuaried and all set up to make us as poor and stupid as possible. And it's called Agenda 21, and it's all right there. You can't have a car, you can't have an air conditioner, Obama said as he walked off a jumbo jet and he told the Africans. Hypocrisy writ large. And Mr. Wilders over there, a member of the Dutch Parliament, ahead in a lot of the polls if he runs for president. Panel of three judges ruled the Freedom Party leader's comments in a post-election speech of 2014 were demeaning and thereby insulting towards Moroccan population when he said, we're bringing in these Moroccans and a lot of them are criminals. Yeah, look, they've got court cases going on against Marine Le Pen, who's leading a lot of polls for president in France. Because she said, we haven't faced such a threat to our sovereignty since the Nazis in World War II. Yeah, I'd say so. Islam conquered Spain. Islam sure conquered what's Turkey today. Islam went all the way into Poland. That's why the Polish and Romanian Hungarian girls got those sexy eyes. Because there was a lot of raping went on and a lot of killing. The men got put on slave galleys. But again, it's fun to get put on a slave galley and have everybody killed but the women because it's Islam, so it's okay. It's okay to have the imams, the head imam in Israel, in Jerusalem, and all the other big imams openly. I mean, it's like a cartoon. I mean, it's translated in English, but it's like, rock, rock, rock. Like, it sounds like Klingon. Rock, 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 rock. And it's like, you are weak Americans, you are weak Europeans, your women are ours, we will take them before we kill you first, you pigs. And all the weird trendy liberals, we played the different UN ads they run in Germany where it shows the German movie star dancing around going, I wear the hijab, I love it, you wear it too, we submit, they be nice. Mm-mm. You bring in something incompatible to a free society, the bastion of liberty, the less that's emancipated the slaves, freed the women, all of it, the West, demonize it, bring in folks that created the African slave trade, and then get the black folks to all become black Muslims and actually join the group that basically invented the modern slave trade. I mean, that's genius, isn't it? And then when you don't want to embrace that, they call you anti-Islam. Well, I'm anti-Nazi. I think the Nazi culture was bad. I'm anti-Aztec, where they would sacrifice people every single day and cut their hearts out. Oh, it's just a culture. Well, then the Nazis are just a culture. No, it's not just a culture. Oh, was Genghis Khan just a culture where they'd ride through and murder everyone but again the women? And just come through your town and kill everybody and stick you on poles and slit your throat and drag you behind their chariots or drag you behind their horses? Oh, it's just a culture. It's just a culture. No one should have any culture. Just give up your culture. Ask the Muslims how it is. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims killed every year by Muslims. I want to reform Islam like we reformed Christianity. Christianity did a lot of barbarous things in the name of Christianity. Let's just admit the Inquisitions weren't good. Let's just admit if people didn't convert to Christianity in some parts of the world, people were put to the sword. Islam's way worse than that. Completely out of control, and everyone's supposed to tiptoe around it and kiss its big, fat, stinking butt. And then everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. Here, put it behind me. The truck of peace that has nothing to do with Islam running over people. And if you talk about it, they have the former Stasi hired. You can't make that up in Germany to kick you off Facebook or fine or fee you and the police come to your house. And then from Sweden to Germany to the Netherlands, the police are told, make it up when women get raped en masse and say Swedes or Dutch or Germans did it, and they actually get caught doing it. All this mental patient cuckolding, this mental patient, Harry Carey, commit suicide as a culture, this death wish, this weird, sniveling, let's kill ourselves culture, let's hate ourselves culture, and the weird socialist leftists in competition with the West and the engine of liberty and the engine of prosperity, pissed that collectivism can't compete with it. So collectivism's now hijacked it, milking it, and then wants to gut the engine of freedom because they feel so weak next to it. Imagine the globalists and the socialists have got the whole West. It's theirs now. They want to gut it, burn it to the ground, and then bring in a bunch of third world cavemen that keep women with chains and wear hoods over their heads in like freaking space aliens or something to conquer us. And then just run around pissing all over everything in some giant territory marking event. I mean, whoa, what a group of freaks. What a group of mental patients who, again, mommy and daddy gave them everything. They're the most spoiled people on earth, the modern trendy, and they just want to blow everything up and crap all over it as soon as possible. We'll be back. Stay with us.
And the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Like pretty smart guys. He's one of their only libertarian producers. Seems like a pretty fair fella. He was saying during the break, he goes, why destabilize the Middle East? Well, Wesley Clark, about 6-7 years ago, came out, and there's two different interviews. One was about 8 years ago, and one was about 7 years ago. Two different TV interviews. We played it probably 500 times. I'm seriously. But I guess we can play it again. And he says, listen, I was at the Pentagon shortly after I left in 2001, and they had all these battle plans on the wall, the next seven countries in the Middle East and North Africa to take out, and the plan was to use basically the jihadis to do it, and then to come in and then clean it up later, if that ever was even done. And the plan is population reduction, population control. And so we are doing horrible things to the people in the Middle East. Let's be clear. People say, well, you're against wars. You know, you say you don't want to invade the Middle East, and you say that all the Muslims aren't bad, but then you're demonizing Islam, Alex. What's the point? It's more sophisticated than that. Why do you think Hamid Ghul, before he died, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, the guy that basically defeated the Russians in Afghanistan in the 80s with Reagan, why do you think he would come on the show, even though I was critical of a lot of Islam? Because he knew that I was actually covering the fact that the Islamic countries are being set up for destruction long term, but the West is being set up for destruction as well as the globalists play us off against each other. You bring them in, they attack, they kill, then the media says and the government says, we've got to conform and not stir up Islam. We've got to pass anti-free speech laws so you don't cause them to attack us. They call it incitement. Well, how did they convict Geert Wilders, member of parliament, way up in the polls, could end up being their new leader? They say he's inciting. He's being mean racially. And they're saying the same thing here now, that they're telling German women, don't wear short skirts. You've got to conform to Islam now. They're installing mayors and major leaders of German cities, the Secretary of State of the state of Berlin. That's how Germany is. It's little states, not counties. She is a woman who doesn't wear a hijab or a burqa, but she says women should, and gets up on TV and calls for Sharia law in Germany. And again, one of the few things I was wrong about is 10 years ago, I'd hear all this talk about a new caliphate, a new Sharia law takeover, and I'd roll my eyes. I'd say, you right-wingers, you are really pushing garbage. There's no way the liberal West will bring all this in and let these people actually dictate to us. But we don't need to be in the Middle East stirring it all up and throwing out Saddam to put Wahhabist in control when it's Saudi Arabia that was clearly more involved in 9/11 than anybody else. And Saddam's their enemy. And look where we are now. So it's a serious situation when the ambassador to Turkey gets killed from Russia, another ambassador, another diplomat gets killed in Moscow, Putin's best buddy and driver gets killed in a CIA-style hit, or they ram into him with a big truck, his favorite way to get hit, you know, a reinforced truck. You've got all of this happening. You've got all of this unfolding, and clearly this was all a highly scripted, prepared event. The killing was real. Notice the art that's hanging right behind him when he gets killed at this government-sponsored art show. It's a cannon pointed right at you. It's a message to everybody. This is a message to Russia. We can script anything we want. We will kill you in front of everybody. That is a direct message, like wrapping two fish in a body armor of Luca Brasi in The Godfather. He sleeps with the fishes. It's like telling everybody there'll be no autopsy when it's first announced that Scalia died a few hours ago, and then having him be part of some secret society meeting and telling you he was part of it, and then saying he was found with a pillow on his face. That was a message. You get in line, other Supreme Court justices, or you're dead. And by the way, I have that from Supreme Court justices, that I'm absolutely right about the death threats. But see, the whole takeover failed, didn't it? And now, who gets to talk to the president? Who gets to talk to the Supreme Court justices? Matt Drudge, Alex Jones. And it totally is pissing them off. 30 days out, they will do anything, including starting wars, assassinating Trump, you name it. They will do anything they can. Because I don't get up here and brag about the fact that we've now become the talking points memo for the intelligence agencies, for the military, for the president-elect. And it's not because we just made all this up and they hear it and then believe it. They already know this and more. They just can't release classified information, so they say, listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. And I'm not given classified information most of the time over the years. Certainly not from the sources I just mentioned. I already know how it works. I've reverse engineered the whole thing. And we've got a better handle on how this works than pretty much anybody who's public. Are there analysts that know more than I do? Absolutely. Are there all sorts of people smarter than I am? Yes. But nobody went and built a media operation to talk about it. So I want listeners to understand, you're not getting my opinion here. You're not getting speculation 95% of the time. When I'm speculating, I'm very clear about the fact that we're speculating. And I make a demarcation line on that fact. But are jihadis stabbing and shooting and murdering and attacking military bases and attacking Christmas parties and attacking Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers and attacking public schools and colleges and police officers? None of us even know the names of the record number of cops killed the last year. It's not a butt-kissing operation of the police. But that's my front line. That's my country. Whether my country's perfect or not, outside globalist forces that overthrew Ukraine with anti-police riots 3 years ago are trying to cause an anti-police riot in this country as a grassroots revolution to destabilize local government so there can be a federal emergency. But the whole Soros operation that worked in the Middle East, that worked in Eastern Europe, isn't working here because we knew what your plan was and they've been exposing it before you ever did it here. We know you run the same type of operations. We know who you are. We're watching you. And you say, well, we're watching you and we'll get you. We already know that, dumbass. Fill your hand. I love how they threaten us all the time. Behind the scenes, officially threatening us, demonizing, saying one more thing, Jones, one more time. Back off, back off, back off. I already know you're killers. I already know you're scum. That's why I'm fighting you and risking my life. Because you death threat me. Because you attack me. Because you demonize this country and try to destroy it and hurt poor people. You're in a death battle now. You're in a death battle, New World Order. We know you're in one with us. Comprende? Comprehend it? You're in a death battle. We don't care what you say, what you do, how you lie, what wars you start. We're coming for you because you won't get off of us. You're sitting on our chest, suffocating us, and we are flailing instinctively. We're rising. We're getting you off our back right now. We've just pulled you off our back. We've got you in our hands. You're snapping, you're clawing, you're biting, you're trying to get loose. And we're just flipping the switch going, we're never turning loose. We're never turning loose. And inexorably, politically, we're not looking for vengeance, but politically, you feel our hands now as you claw at us, as our arms bleed. Just wrap our hands around your evil, crooked, stinking, wart-covered, scrofulous, dripping neck. And you can feel it, don't you? The oxygen leaving your brain, the panic as we bear down on you. For America, for the children, for innocence. You feel it, don't you? You wanted to dominate us. Now you get destroyed. Doesn't matter what happens to the missiles that slam into your ass. I'm a weapon. I'm made to be thrown at you. If I make it through this, I'll just be old and die. An old man's death in my sleep. Why not die the real fight with a sword in my hand while I'm still young and strong? Selfish part of me doesn't want that. I don't have any death wish. I want to live forever. If I ever supposedly commit suicide, you know it's a lie, but I'm not afraid. I've stepped into destiny against you. And so is the rest of humanity now, stepping into destiny. Now, let me get into the news and a bunch of clips because Roger Stone has been working. I'm talking 20 hours a day finishing this big book. He was going to be on today. He's under the weather. I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow. But we do have some other guests joining us today. I'll tell you about coming up in the next segment. But let me just go ahead and start breaking down the news here. We just saw an exercise in media control. They use these events as a laboratory, as a test case, on how to first say it was a driverless car or no one was seen in it or we don't know who did it or maybe it was an accident. But now they would do that before for days or even weeks, saying San Bernardino wasn't a terror attack. Then the FBI came out and said they were ordered to lie about it. They were also ordered to stand down and not go after the guy. Imagine being at a Christmas party with your fellow office folks. Some are atheists, some are Christians, some are Jews. And the Islamicists admittedly sought out the folks they killed in San Bernardino at the office party at the health department, Jews and Christians. and they killed him. And they said there's not a racial component to Islam, but we're always continuing to see that there is an anti-Jew, anti-Christian sentiment. And it's all the big cause celeb in the leftist movements to be anti-Semitic. I just see Israel as a very diverse group and don't sit there and put labels on it. But again, all the race baiting, all the race pushing by the left is really sick, folks. And it's everything they claim they're trying to fight back against. That's what's so disgusting about it. But meanwhile, we have this horrific event taking place in Berlin with 12 people dead. I want to play a report by Paul Joseph Watson that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that needs to go viral. Russian ambassador shot dead. What they're not telling you. That's coming up later in the broadcast. We're going to air the truth about Berlin Christmas market attack. Now, we now have the media coming out saying it's the fault of right-wingers. They weren't inclusive enough of Islam, and that's why this happened. Here's the report.
How many trucks need to be plowed through innocent people before we acknowledge that Islam is not a religion of peace? But this is just a truck crash, says CNN. Not an attack, and definitely nothing to do with Islam. While according to the BBC, a lorry was to blame for the attack. Give me a break. How many terror attacks do we need to see in Germany before Angela Merkel reverses her disastrous open-door migrant policy? This wasn't hard to predict. I said nearly a month ago that Christmas markets in Europe would be attacked. This is an attack on Christianity itself. So what's Germany going to do about it? Ban trucks? Erect barriers around everything? How about not importing terrorists? Just last week, a 12-year-old ISIS-supporting boy tried to bomb a Christmas market in Germany. Germany suffered Islamic terror attacks throughout the summer. All this after around 1.5 million almost entirely Muslim migrants arrived in the country. Is that just a coincidence? Multiculturalism has clearly failed and now poses a direct threat to the German people. But for the past 18 months, the German government has been brainwashing its people to accept multiculturalism.
Ich auch. Ist doch hübsch. Enjoy difference, start tolerance.
While Christmas songs at Christmas markets in Germany broadcast live on television get Islamic makeovers.
Die feiert nämlich richtig Multikulti.
Alle Jahre wieder in der Weihnachtsbäckerei.
Multikulti.
But in advance of next year's election, Angela Merkel still enjoys support from the majority of the German people, despite her saying there will be no cap on Muslim refugees flooding into the country. 402,000 extra crimes committed by migrants since last year. Mass molestations of women, rapes and murders occurring on a regular basis. Multiculturalism has clearly failed, but the majority of Germans still have their heads stuck in the sand. What's it going to take? How many innocent men, women and children need to be slaughtered in the streets before we address the root cause? You're not going to prevent this by banning the burqa. Stop importing terrorists. That's how you prevent it. Stop importing an ideology that ghettoizes and then becomes a wellspring for other terrorists.
We condemn the attacks in Ankara, Berlin, and Zurich. However, we also condemn the Islamophobia it brings along. Terrorism has no religion.
That's what I'm talking about. That attitude is why Germany is in serious trouble. The main suspect in the attack is either from Pakistan or Afghanistan. Pakistan is 98% Muslim. Afghanistan is 99% Muslim. Some kind of connection there. Can't quite put my finger on it. You're not going to stop this by waffling on about Islamophobia, blaming a truck, or any other kind of Stockholm Syndrome ostrich behavior. You're going to stop it by not importing a terrorist ideology. And if Angela Merkel refuses to do that, then she needs to resign now and step aside for somebody who will.
That powerful report is on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet that right now. Another one of his reports coming up that's just as informative. For those that don't know, they don't allow you in at least 13 Islamic countries to be anything but a Muslim if you live there. Okay? So it's the most backwards, intolerant garbage in the world, except for North Korea, where they keep most humans as basically like barnyard animals. But it's okay because it has democratic in its name and it's real liberal. And they've got all these weird restaurants all over where liberals go and celebrate Mao and all this crap. I mean, you people are freaks, man. Your parents spoiled you so bad that you want to just overturn it all. You're wanting somebody to set you straight. It's like criminology. When psychopaths, you know, get away with killing, they start getting sloppier and sloppier and sending notes to the cops and trying to get caught. Well, the average trendy in this spoiled, rotten country is just begging reality to slap them upside the face as they beg to overturn the First Amendment, as they beg to overturn the alt-right media, as they openly call. I played this last week on every major network on cable, even Fox, calls for shutting me up and then play edited tapes of stuff out of context. I'm like, Hillary's behind the mass murder, personally, under laws when she orders it, murder of Christians and raping and killing of kids in Syria. They cut the Syria off and cut the saying she's murdering people in a pizza place. I mean, this is how they deceive people, and it's why they don't have any support. So good luck banning us. Good luck trying to shut us down. Now, I want to get more into this when we come back. Also, what's happening in Turkey and Syria, because in the next 30 days, Obama's going to try to start a big war with Russia. Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You know, I was just thinking, we normally have a Christmas tree in studio just to be politically incorrect because we live in such a free country that the bizarre fake fascist left, the opposite of real liberals, are trying to bully people to not even say happy holidays now. They're saying that can be offensive. How about you trying to restrict my free speech is offensive? I'm trying to tell kids all over the country don't hand out Christmas cards at school. You can do whatever you want. We're not supposed to have a state-sponsored religion, which I'm all for. That's what Thomas Jefferson talked about. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's how the First Amendment begins. Well, Islam wants to come in and impose its Sharia law, which is the opposite of the Constitution. And I know Muslims were brought up in this, and it's your heritage, and you love it and everything. Here's the deal. I'm not going to submit to the will of the Saudi Arabian version of Islam. It ain't going to happen. I don't move to Saudi Arabia. If you're going to move here, you understand you're not going to make me adopt it. It's not happening over my dead body. And I get it. That's the idea. They're like, well, then we're going to kill you. I understand. I know. You're the best. You're going to conquest me. And stop killing each other all day then. What's your problem? But you think about Christmas and a bunch of French out at their national holiday, their 4th of July. They get run over. They get killed. Little kids running, mommy being run over, they're being run over. It's all for the jihad. The media tries to cover it up. Now a bunch of people killed in Germany at a Christmas event, ran over a bunch of Christmas trees, plowed over a bunch of people because the Christmas carols and the Christianity and the music mixed with the Germanic cannonball, just they couldn't handle it. And now the cover-up ensues. Let's play this clip of the Religion of Peace executing the Russian ambassador yesterday and screaming, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Here it is. Again, let's play that one more time. There's some jitters in that video, but let's play it with audio. Is that us? Should we re-download that, or is that on the original video? That jitters. People think I'm editing it. The original video. Well, I'd be jittery too if somebody was shooting at me. So this is what's going on, and this is a religion where people are just happy to just run around and just shoot people on TV, do whatever, because it's honored. It's like a rock star. You know, Obama, obviously, the Saudi Arabians gave chemical weapons a few years ago to the jihadis to attack and blame Assad, but they couldn't help it. They wanted to scream Allah Akbar and show themselves launching the big chemical attacks via mortars, and so that's why it didn't work, and even the UN had to admit that the jihadis launched the chemical attack, not Assad. So see, this is how you're like winning the Oscar is killing somebody live on TV. This is the culture of lunaticness. Before I go any further, since last Friday we've had massive denial of service, bot attacks. They didn't get into the servers. The servers are safe. They're fine. They're good. We've got the same folks that do the servers for MasterCard and Visa. But they were able to shut down InfoWars again last night for a few hours. They tried to shut the shopping cart InfoWars store down. But despite that, people have supported us, taken advantage of the free shipping, taken advantage of up to 50% off colloidal silver, 33% off Brainforce. That's the big, huge special right now. Now 20% more in the nootropic bottle when you order it. Other great products like vitamin B12 of the organic type, methylcobalamin, massively absorbable under the tongue. Folks are into drugs. I don't know why. I'm into supplements. Real supplements are game-changing and amazing. So I've got so much energy. Huge specials running right now. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplement page. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. I want to thank you all for your support. You can still order today and get it before Christmas in the lower 48. We'll be back for the second hour. We'll tell you about the guests that are coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.